From WCBU Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today, you'll hear from celebrated fiber artist Dana Baldwin and director of the Peoria Art Guild, Shannon Cox. Dana's stunning work is featured at the Peoria Art Guild in the current show, Dana Baldwin, Film Dresses, running now through the end of January. Dana and Shannon, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you.
Dana, let's start with you. This show is exactly how the title describes it. It is literally dresses which you have constructed out of film.
Right, right.
So tell us a little bit how you got the idea for this project and how you started to see it unfold.
Well, a woman I know contacted me 2.5 years ago. She had seen some of my dresses online, and her family's film strip company was moving to another state, and she said, "We have a whole bunch of vintage film strips. Would you like to have some and make a dress?" So that's how the whole thing started.
When you first receive new material, how do you start to go from the process of looking at the raw material and then designing and envisioning how you're going to take those materials and turn them into a dress?
Well, what I can do is tell you what happened with the film strip dresses. So I met this person, and she gave me the film strips. And the first thing I did was drive to my shop, the Sheared Edge, at the studios on Sheridan. Uh-huh. And I pulled out a film strip, and I started playing with it. I wanted to see what it wanted to do. And one thing led to another. I discovered that, well, if I cut, what will it do? If I weave wire in it, what will it do? And it wanted to form these corkscrews. And so I just made hundreds of corkscrews, and that's how I got my idea for the first dress.
Something else interesting happened when you started to put the dresses together in a show, and you put them under the lights, and you started to see some very interesting colors come out.
That was crazy. Okay, so you know at the Art Guild how you have that front glass door. Well, the sun started setting, and it was, I don't know, about 4:30, and we were looking at the dresses, and all of a sudden, it looked like someone turned a switch on, and it's like they lit up. There were hundreds of little white lights embedded within the film strips. And as we're standing there, I don't know, 10 minutes later, it looked like a bunch of red lights turned on. It was crazy. It was beautiful. And it was so, so unexpected. And it's like, you know, we were talking earlier, you really have to see the dresses in person to really get the full effect. And I don't know what it is about the Art Guild, the size, the color, the lighting. It's magical.
Yeah. And this is fascinating because you've already finished the artwork at this point.
Right.
So it's a done project, and yet you still see something new about it once the show goes up in the lights.
And that's what's so interesting, because to my knowledge, nobody has ever done a series of film strip dresses. I have seen film strip dresses online. They were all very predictable, you know, but nothing calculated, cut, wired, made very deliberately. And, you know, I created the dresses at Prairie Center of the Arts, and the lighting was one way, but to get them in another environment with different coloring and different lighting, that was incredible to me.
You're listening to Out and About on WCBU and WCBU.org. Shannon, let's talk a little bit about the public's reception to this show.
It has been a really intriguing show. People are hearing about it, and we have a lot of guests coming in, people that not necessarily have been to the Art Guild before, that are coming because they've seen it either on TV or in the paper. There was an article about it. So we're getting a lot of new eyes into the Art Guild, which is really, really cool. And people are just, they're just floored when they see it. They cannot believe how beautiful they are. So it's really exciting for us to have it, you know, for the public.
And you don't have to be a high appreciator of high art for this show to be accessible.
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, I had a parent contact me online. Her child heard about it somewhere, maybe in the paper. It's a student in grade school or junior high, and so our opening hours are kind of during school time. So we're opening this month on Saturdays as well, so that people can. John and Jeff Heintzman are opening the gallery on Saturdays, and that mom is making a point because of her schedule able to bring her child in see it because this student wants. So it's for everybody. I mean, it's just amazing to see. So, yeah. And the kids in the classes are having a ball looking at them. Yeah.
Fashion is so accessible. It's so much a part of our culture these days. And so there's kind of a nice tie-in with that as well.
Yes.
Talk us through the curating process that you go through to put the show together with John and Jeff Heinzman.
John and Jeff are amazing help at the Art Guild. And we have a committee that looks at all of our submissions for art shows. And when Dana presented to us the show, we were very excited. And we put that together. And John and Jeff have been doing this kind of stuff for years. And it's a natural talent they have to be able to see something. They can see it before we even have the work in the gallery. They're already putting it together on how it would look. And and it does the flows of the show, you know, the shows we have. They do amazing stuff. So I'm very thankful for them.
As a nice tie-in with this fiber art show, the Peoria Art Guild also has a fiber room now as part of it, the class offerings. Can you tell us
so,
a little bit?
Yeah, so when we started ramping our classes back up, I wanted to do something that was unique, something that not everybody is doing, and we've got a couple programs that, that we're doing for that reason. But one of them is we wanted to really start providing fiber arts for our community because it's a lost art, and we want to be able to do that. So we have weavers and sewers and quilters and, you know, all different kinds of fiber arts, and we're offering all kinds of classes like dyeing yarn, macrame, and even a basic sewing class, which we put out and it's almost full. It's just how to basic sewing, how to thread a needle, how to sew a button. That's the first step. You have to learn that. After you learn that, then you can apply it towards bigger projects like Dana's doing. So we teach them the basics, and you know, hopefully that fiber arts program will build from there.
Dana Baldwin's eye-catching dresses are on display now through the end of January at the Peoria Art Guild at 203 Harrison Street. In the show entitled Dana Baldwin Film Dresses. Dana and Shannon, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jen.
You've been listening to Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. For more information on this and all upcoming arts events, visit artspartners.net. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at wcbu.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.